Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The most important ingredients to sustaining health and wellness are the resources and tools that help you live a vibrant and healthy life. At San Juan Regional Medical Center, the goal is to promote health by making sure those resources are available. Find the path to the best life at lifebetterhere.com. San Juan Regional Medical Center. Better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. Minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Wednesday morning, the 24th day of May, 2023. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air, of course, here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, we broadcast at 103.3 FM. And if you're anywhere else on the planet, you can always listen to us from our website, KSJE.com. We also want to welcome our viewers who are watching this visual radio program. The video is streaming out live to the KSJE Facebook page and our YouTube channel. So we're glad that you are with us this morning, everyone. Coming up in the next few moments, we are going to be talking about the Strides Against Suicide event, which is coming up very, very soon. Also be talking about the issue of suicide in our community, a very important conversation that we hope you'll stay tuned for right here on KSJE this morning. Later on in the hour, we'll be checking in with Mr. Ron Price. We'll be pulling an episode from the archive of another lesson about life in the sandbox. We gave Ron the summer off, so we're going to pull some shows from the archive to play for you over the summer and get some more good words of advice from Ron coming up today at 8:50 a.m. on KSJE. Mick Hess will be here next hour with our classical music program, Roving with the Arts, and he's got some music from the composer Palenque for us to hear. That's coming up at 9:06 after the news on KSJE, and that'll take us to 10:30, and our local and regional author program right on Four Corners. And this week, Delcherie Gladden is speaking with author poet Rosemary Watola Trommer about her latest book called All the Honey. You'll hear that conversation today at 10:30 on KSJE. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is a partly cloudy morning so far. We've got a temperature about 59 degrees outside at the moment, a little breezy with winds at 17 miles per hour. We are expecting a day of increasing sunshine, however, with a high reaching 80 degrees by this afternoon. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low near 55 degrees, and then maybe some scattered showers popping up back in the forecast again beginning tomorrow. Well, let me introduce my guests who are here with me this morning, as I mentioned, to talk about this event that's coming up very, very soon. Rick Quevedo is here from Desert View Family Counseling. He is back on the air with me here at KSJE. Rick, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Lisa Gomez is also here with me this morning. And Lisa, good morning to you.
Good morning, Scott. Great to be here.
Glad that you're here. Thank you for being here as well. Rick, talk to me a little bit about this this event that is coming up. Of course, it is a continuation of an event that Desert View has been hosting for a number of years.
7 years.
7 years, has it really? Yeah. Wow, how about that?
Yeah,
talk to me about that.
I wish we didn't have to do this event at all, but it's a very important event that we do for prevention, for awareness, and to remember those that have been lost and to remember those that are also struggling with mental illness. We do this every year. It's Strides Against Suicide, and it's to bring awareness, and it's to, obviously raises funds for Desert View, so we can do different things with these funds for prevention and awareness. But it's something that we've did, and that's very near and dear to our heart, and we're just very excited to do that again this year.
Right. And Desert View has been providing, counseling services and other support for families and others who've been affected by and impacted by suicide forever, right?
For about almost 23 years now.
But that's what you all do in the community.
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
Got you. So. And with the events of last week, you were providing services as well, correct?
Correct. We were also providing crisis spots for community members as well.
Gotcha. Okay. Now that's good to know, I think, as well.
And we still will continue to.
Right. Yeah. And so for the radio audience who can't see the really cool poster that we're showing on the screen right now, the event is June the 10th.
June 10th, yes. It's at Burke Park every year. It's at the Pavilion. And it's a full morning event. Early registration starts at 7 down there. You can also, we'll go over where you can register online, but we have a lot of things going on. We have a live DJ, we have a silent auction, we have a butterfly release, we have vendors down there, we have local resources. So it's a all morning event. And we have a special guest every year. Usually it's a survivor, and that's very meaningful to the community as well.
Right. Very true. And then the night before is another event that you're planning as well, correct?
Yes, and that's our Candlelight Vigil, mm-hmm. and that's for survivors, members of suicide as well. And it's really very intimate. Family members come down, they bring pictures of loved ones, their stories, and we just share some intimacy about their loved ones and have a moment of silence.
Right. Yeah. And that will be on Friday, June 9th, beginning at 7:30. Back at the Pavilion at Burke Park, right? Mm-hmm. So that is the other event that's kind of connected to this event too, right?
Yes.
You don't have to go to both? You go to one or the other?
You can go to one or the other. We hope to see it both.
Go to both?
Absolutely.
Sleep in the park and be there first thing in the morning for the run, I suppose, if you
best
wanted to.
In the house, sure.
I don't know if the parks folks would like that, but...
they might close.
Right. But it's in the same location.
Yes.
And it's 2 days, and that's coming up again, June 9th and 10th.
Yes.
And it is the Strides Against Suicide event. And the details, again, on the screen. But for those of you that are listening to us on the radio, again, can we share Ashley's phone number?
Absolutely.
On the radio, the 505-947-9508 number.
Yep.
If folks have more questions or need more details or things like that.
I think that our Facebook or any of those things.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you are watching the screen, you can certainly point your phone at the QR code that's on the screen right now, and it'll take you right to the registration page.
Yeah.
And you can get signed up for that.
Great.
Very good. And Lisa Gomez is here this morning because your family has been affected by this, and maybe you can tell your story if you wouldn't mind.
Sure. I'd love to share and just to create community and support around the tragedy. So my 17-year-old son on March 14th completed suicide, and he had been suffering from anxiety for a couple of years at least, and was on medication. It's a tragedy for everybody, not just the family, not just his friends. It's the whole community is affected. So RJ was just a joy and sweet and fun and quirky and in the valedictorian address this weekend, he was the band leader of the freaks, the people that are just a little different and express themselves differently. Was an actor, an artist, a musician, and just authentic, unique, special, kind. He loved his friends. He took very good friends. Care of his friends. So it's left a very empty space in a lot of lives and places. And I would just say encourage anybody to come out to the event, even if you just want to support other folks, if you haven't been affected personally. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be afraid. It's okay to talk about it. Suicide, the word suicide is too powerful of a word to
right.
just keep silent about it. And for survivors, just take care of yourself. I think self-care is super important. Get into some counseling immediately because of the guilt and the, just the whole emotion around it.
And I have to say, Leah, pardon me for interrupting, but this is pretty recent. This happened in March. And I imagine there's a lot of folks listening to you right now wondering, how can she talk about it? How can she publicly come on the radio and talk about it. And you have been talking about it, and to your credit, sharing what your family has gone through. And so I really do appreciate you being here this morning.
I don't know how I'm doing it, but
you want to do it, though. You wanted to be here this morning, which I appreciate.
I did. I just want to give some hope for other family members, for someone who's contemplating suicide. Reach out to somebody. Take a pause. Especially the person who's thinking about it, just take a pause. And don't act. Just take a pause. Think about it. Reach out to somebody. I don't know how many folks says, why didn't RJ call me? Why didn't he just call me? His phone's right there. Why? All the whys. Right. So the strength comes from, I don't want anybody else to go through this. Everybody's life's important. The impact of this incident is, far-reaching. Who knows how long it's going to impact other folks' lives, not just our immediate family and extended family, but just the community.
Well, and you mentioned you were at graduation just this past week, and he was remembered, and the lives that he touched were on display, I would assume, at that ceremony.
Yes. It was very touching for me that the other people felt such dear sweetness about him. He touched other people's lives. His grandmothers, both of them are just devastated. But again, his friends, he cherished his friends so much. He put so much value in them and invested in them, and he was there for them. And I think his friends are saying, why couldn't I be there for you?
Right.
I don't know. We try not to go down that road of why.
Sure.
We will never know why.
So hard to understand about this illness is it's so much bigger than us, And the survivors, like Lisa said, all those questions of why, and this was bigger than RJ. He didn't even know why.
Right.
Yeah, I have to believe he wasn't himself in that moment, that he just... He had made a decision and wasn't quite himself.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But what you describe and what has happened in your family, unfortunately, happens to families all across our county, all across our state, all across our country. And it just, repeats, unfortunately, over and over again. And the devastation and just the feelings, I think, keep going, which I think is maybe why you're talking about reaching out and talking about this, right?
Yeah, that's my new why in life,
Right.
RJ was my why, keep getting him through school. This is the new why. It's how can we prevent this from happening? How can we help heal the individual? And it takes community. Grief takes community as well as, the act of reaching out to someone, the act of reaching out and asking for help. It takes community.
Right. It really does. And this is an event that can bring the community together, I think, and provide strength to each other.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yes.
And I didn't expect this. When I first talked to Lisa, I said, maybe next year or when you're ready, we can get together. And she said, I'm ready. And she's actually our speaker this year at both events. So, yeah, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah. So come out to the event. Support your loved ones, support your neighbors, support folks that are hurting, not just in grief, but perhaps someone who is having a mental health issue and just needs some hope. Hopefully I can encourage lots of folks to come out who need some support.
Right.
And what I enjoy about this event too is people that come up to us who said, I did try to complete suicide and I didn't, but I'm here today and I'm glad for it. And I'm glad that they're at the event with us
right.
to share that.
And sometimes we don't hear those stories,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
And it's important maybe to hear those stories.
Absolutely.
And the others as well, from the families and, yeah, and everyone else, because it does impact a lot of people. And it's something that we don't, I think, always feel comfortable talking about as well.
It's very uncomfortable just to say the word, that S word. I remember talking to school administrators what I wanted to see at graduation, and it was very difficult to convince folks that we needed to talk about. We need to talk about that S word, that big S word. There's too much power in the word suicide. And can we just be open about it and support someone who's just saying, and it's scary to say, I was thinking about doing something
right
to myself. Or, just to share that seems probably very scary. And who wants to hear that? Probably not very many people, but it needs to be said. And the support needs to be there to say, you know what, you're valued, you're loved, mm-hmm, and I want you to be alive.
True. Right. Mm-hmm. An important message. And it seems to me that being a parent, there's a lot of maybe uncomfortable conversations that you have with your children. And maybe some parents are okay with that, but some parents maybe avoid that. But it's tough. It's not an easy job.
It's really not.
My parents would probably tell you that it's not an easy job at all.
It's really not. And I think some effort to do some outreach to parents, mm-hmm, would be incredible, because it is a hard conversation.
Right.
It's terribly hard.
And somewhere along the way, we have lost our way of being parents, as far as having those tough conversations. Our kids are so educated by social media and everything that's, you know, out there, and it is so important to just sit down and have those conversations, to be a parent, to be nosy, to see what's on their phones, to know who their friends are, know where they are, all those things. And even then, you still may not know what's going on, but just keep at it. And even then, sometimes it still may not make a difference, but just to keep at it, keep trying.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Very true.
Because I want to reemphasize again that this is so much bigger than any one person.
True. Well, and we know from the statistics in the area, in the community, that this does affect a lot of families every year, it seems, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so it certainly does have a big impact when we hear about these things, and in the schools and outside the schools and churches, yeah, and where have you. So it's important that we do talk about it. I'm sorry we only talk about it once a year. We probably should be talking about it more frequently than just once a year. But here we are, and I think it's important to provide this platform to be able to talk about this
and thank you.
And the audiences that can reach with this message. And Lisa, it's really powerful to hear your statement and your thoughts about what has happened to your family and just so recently as well. And so we really appreciate you. Again, I'm going to say it again. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you. No, I'm honored. I'm honored to be here, and I will just keep repeating the message. There is hope. You are loved, and give me a call or come over here, and I'll give you a hug. And that's not going to heal everything, but it's a start.
True.
It's a start.
Right. For other parents who may be having a child who's having some difficulties, or maybe it appears to be struggling with mental health and things like that, because I know being a teenager is difficult, if not hard these days, with all the pressures of school and social media and things along that line that are going on. Some kids, I think, deal with it better than others, perhaps. But do you have any words of advice for other moms, dads, grandparents, whomever?
I would say act quickly, take it seriously. It's okay to reach out to someone. I don't think therapy in a vacuum is the answer. You're hurting because your child's hurting, and you both need to probably reach out to someone, whether it's together or separate, but do something. Don't wait. Talk about it. Be kind, be gentle, be loving, and be supportive.
Yeah.
Rick Cavedo, we have resources that can help these individuals.
Lots of great resources, but I want to reiterate that about the natural strengths of our own family, you know, including coaches and family members and faith and all these different things. You know, therapy is not always that first thing that, that families need. It's definitely a tool. And a very important tool. But like Lisa said, there's lots of other things that you can grasp as well. And, you know, don't be afraid to overact. Don't be afraid to just to care and to love your child.
Right. Yeah. Very, very true. My guests on the radio with me this morning, Rick Cavedo is here from Desert View Family Counseling. Lisa Gomez is here as well. She is the mother of RJ Gomez, telling her story. And we are telling you about the Strides Against Suicide event, which is planned for, again, for the, what year is it again, Rick? This is the seventh year?
Gosh.
Okay. Coming up on June the 10th, Saturday, beginning around 7 a.m. at Berg Park down by the Animas River. I don't think there'll be maybe river to run through, right? You're hopefully going to be in the dry part of the park. Is that the plan? The route will be on the drier part of the park in early June, but that is where you can go. And again, the event begins at 7 a.m., pardon me. The QR code on the screen right now will take you to the registration, but if folks don't want to do that, where can they go to register, Rick?
They can go to active.com, just type in 7th Annual Strides Against Suicide, then go to mydesertview.org, our Facebook page.
Those places.
All those places. Call Ashley.
Okay. So there you go. You make it pretty easy to get involved, right?
Yes.
And that's the way to do it. And then the night before, again, is your candlelight vigil for survivors and other folks who've been impacted by suicide.
Yeah.
And that's always a really emotional gathering, I would think, right?
It is. So, and, you know, we talked about having these conversations with our kids. What a great way to have that time with your family, by bringing them out to one or both of these events.
True.
Yeah.
Very true. And again, the vigil is free to attend, obviously, same place at the Bird Park.
Correct.
And Lisa will be there speaking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And walking.
And walking the next day.
And holding a candle.
And okay. Same thing with the walk. I want to reiterate that, of course, there's going to be people that pay for a timed walk and a t-shirt and all that stuff. But we want families to be out there, you know, to support and participate anyways. Bring their fur babies, their kids, and we just want community out there to support. So come on down.
So, okay. So if I wanted to run and time it, and by me, I mean everyone else but me, they could register, and be real serious about it, right?
Be real serious, and the funds support our mission, what we're trying to do with this.
Right.
But we also understand these are hard times, so come out and support anyways.
Open to everyone.
Open to everyone.
If you're a good hugger, come out, because we need lots of hugs.
That's probably
true. I think
we're
going to have a hugging booth, right?
There you go.
We need one.
That would work. So there you are. But mark your calendars. Again, it is June 9th and 10th. The candlelight vigil the night before on the 9th, of course, and the Strides Against Suicide event on the 10th. Bird Park is the location. And again, all the proceeds go to benefit Desert View Family Counseling, which does so much throughout the year in our community. Gosh, each and every day. And whenever there's something going on, it seems like the call goes out and Desert View picks it up and responds. So we appreciate the work of you and your colleagues as well.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. So, nice to see you both.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. My guests here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.